It's Monday, June 2nd, 2014. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
Every now and then we come across a poet, somebody who has inside him such a love of something that just telling you about it, he makes you love it too.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
I've got a system that I think works rather well. I came home from Norway with 400 krona bills. I was presented with a ready-made excuse to go back to Bergen. I'd have nothing to lose. I keep those notes as a reminder of the fun that we had that summer. Sure, I could go back to the bureau to change, but I'd rather have an incentive to go there again someday. La 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 la. Somewhere nice and want to go again, put some money in your luggage but hide it from your brain. Persuade yourself it's for emergencies, but we can tell it's a ruse to make sure you return to that hotel.
I'd like to go back to Budapest.
We'll find those foreign notes that you hid rolled in your thermal vest.
I'd like to go back to Berlin.
We'll find those euros which you've ended inside your laundry bin. La 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 la. La 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 la. Fold those notes, make paper planes, and let's fly abroad again.
Oh, surely it's safer just to get some travellers.
Oh man, that right back there. Good song to start off this here episode of the show. That's a band called Greenland Sea. They're called Greenland Sea, but really it's just two different bands. They're called the Swapsies and Jam on Bread. And the two of them got together and were Greenland Sea to make that song, which was Who Needs the Bureau to Change. It's from an album called Between Two Waves, the second wave. And it's the second volume, sort of this Between Two Waves, where they get two bands together, they work together, and they make one song under a new band name. It's a free download. Look for links to that on the Sounds of My Head website at thesoundsofmyhead.com. And I should mention that there's a lot of great bands on there doing, like, you know, collaborative works, and I've never heard of most of them, so that makes me excited. And I was digging through one of the other songs I liked a lot, and it was a combination of two bands that I'd never heard of, both from Leeds in the UK. And the first one was called Finnmark, and the second one was called This Many Boyfriends. And both are awesome. And I kind of like that first song, which sounds like Swedish pop, even though I don't think it is. Finnmark, being from Leeds, totally sounds like Swedish pop, and I don't quite know why, but I do love this description that they use for themselves. Finnmark is a Leeds-based pop band focusing their attention on the things most important to them: Scandinavian cinema, islands of Swedish archipelago, and cycling everywhere they go. They have a penchant for cats, exclamation points, and vintage photography. In other words, I would be best friends with them, is what we're learning. So we're going to hear a couple tracks by Finnmark right now, and I love these. They're very reminiscent of sort of the Magnetic Fields mixed with like Jens Lekman, mixed with whatever. We're going to hear two tracks. We're going to hear Through a Glass Darkly, and then Considering a Move to Sweden, which of course, I'm always kind of considering a move to Sweden. And they're both from their EP, We're Not Coping, and I highly recommend it. If you like these two tracks, you're going to love it. It's great stuff. I look forward to everything by Finnmark. After Finnmark, though, before I go on, I'm just going to tell you what I'm going to play after Finnmark, because I'm going to play This Many Boyfriends, their co-conspirator for their Between Two Waves song. So This Many Boyfriends, we're going to hear two tracks from them as well. We're going to hear one track called Number One, and then we're going to hear another track called How Is This Even a Job? And the great thing about This Many Boyfriends is they kind of sound like The Vaccines, which I always love The Vaccines who sound like The Ramones, but The Vaccines are like a modern take on The Ramones, and these guys sound more like The Vaccines than The Ramones. I don't know. It's like, yeah, it's like a copy of a copy kind of thing, but they're great. I really love This Many Boyfriends as well. So here we go. Finnmark with Through a Glass Darkly and Considering a Move to Sweden. Then This Many Boyfriends with Number One and How Is This Even a Job? Which are, incidentally, Number One is from their album This Many Boyfriends, and How Is This Even a Job is a B-side off their I Should Be a Communist EP. So here we go. This Many Boyfriends and right now Finnmark. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
She'd hate me if I followed her. ask at all. Cannot miss the number one. I'm considering a move to Sweden. I'm considering a move to Sweden. Got to rush to catch the train. When I get there, it's late again. Such poor service, such expense.
Half the time they get sick and die. When I asked my doctor, he explained it was germs. All this time I thought it was God's will. Then he told me about vaccines.
Vaccines are a once lively treatment that can dramatically reduce and in some cases wholly eliminate the incidence of infant mortality due to common illness. Vaccines are not a prayer and not a magic. Vaccines are used to prevent anthrax, chickenpox, diphtheria, hepatitis A and B, HPV, influenza, Japanese encephalitis, measles, mumps, pertussis, polio, rabies, rotavirus, rubella, shingles, smallpox, tetanus, tuberculosis, typhoid fever, yellow fever, and more. Studies have shown vaccines to be highly effective in preventing children from dying, even during moderate to severe scourges and plagues. Ask your doctor if vaccines are right for you.
Vaccines. And now my kids don't die.
Thank you.
in the back of a table. We were willing, oh God, were we able? We were tired and useless, but reinvigorated in our trainers. Horse pigs with nervous tension, parents' names never given a mention. You should be my number one. Take some time off, number one. 2-hour train trip, number one. We never stayed here.
Yeah.
All right, time to catch up. That right there, two songs in a row by a band from Los Angeles called La Sera. It's Katie Goodman's band. You might remember Katie Goodman's band, La Sera. I played them on the last show, she did a Smiths cover. And I mentioned at the time that I had just gone and seen her play an album release party here in Brooklyn. And at the time, I'd picked up this new record. So I had it like a little bit before it came out, like by a day or something. Anyway, and now that I've listened to it a lot, I've got to say it's not my favorite record, though it does have some good songs on it. I just don't like it as much as her last album, which I thought was really special. This one sounds a little less unique to me. Anyway, we heard two songs. We heard Hour of the Dawn, that's the title track from the record, and then we heard Fall in Place, both very good songs off this record. And like I said, even though I don't love it, I still love, you know, La Sera. I'm gonna, you know, obviously be into everything they ever release, I'm sure. But I'm really happy I went to the show, not just to get the album early, but really because I got to see Springtime Carnivore, who is actually just like a lot of the rest of the band from La Sera, but without Katie Goodman in it. So Springtime Carnivore, it's like basically the same band, but minus the lead person, right? And Springtime Carnivore is awesome. They're so great. I like their EP the way I liked La Sera's last album. So maybe their next album is going to suck or something. Anyway, Springtime Carnivore, very good. Also from Los Angeles, obviously, because the same people is in La Sera. And we're going to hear two tracks off their self-titled EP, Springtime Carnivore. We're going to hear Last One to Know and Collectors. Both are fantastic. So if you like this stuff, which you will, because it's awesome, definitely pick up their EP. It's fantastic. And look for La Sera, because when she plays, apparently a lot of times she lets her bandmates open for her, which... Anyway, pretty good stuff. So here we go. Springtime Carnivore, Last One to Know, and Collectors. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
The blood hands are broken. Did you insult the audience like you did in this?
No, I never did that. I don't think I've ever done that. Well, you know what, though? Actually, that this one, I'm remembering better. This show came a little bit from a benefit I did do. I did a benefit that was in a huge place at the Jacob Javits Center. It was way too big.
That's a big convention center in New York.
Massive, and comedy is an intimate thing. And this was a benefit for one of these, you know, huge charities that's almost becomes like a Walmart, you know, one of these massive charities. And Elton John was on before me, and Elton John played like three of his best songs, like Tiny Dancer, and, you know, and they ignored him. They talked over him like he was like a lounge piano player. And I couldn't, I was really startled. And I went on stage and I scolded them for that. I was like, you know, Elton John was up here and you guys just didn't care. And they laughed. And then I sort of made fun of them for being rich. And then it got cold really fast. Like I lost them completely and I couldn't get them back. And this is about a year ago. This isn't that long ago. Totally lost the audience. And it just felt like the power and the wealth in the room created a really strange vacuum that I couldn't fill.
Thank you.
All right, time to catch up one last time. After Springtime Carnivore back there, we heard Mike Snow from Stockholm, Sweden. That was a very recognizable song, Animal. You probably know that song because I played it on the show, of course, but it went on to be a pretty famous song. I think I heard that a lot of places. But that wasn't just any version of Animal. That was the Mark Ronson remix of Animal from the Animal Remixes single, and I highly recommend it because that song is awesome. It's like got this reggae thing going on. It almost sounds like a cover, but it's just a remix. It's fantastic. I really love that version of that song right there by Mike Snow. So after that, we heard two songs by a band from Wales. They're called Gulp, and they're kind of a derivative of Super Furry Animals. Like some of the band members are, you know, from Super Furry Animals. And we heard two songs, both super awesome. First, Game Love, which I just like so love that song. The chorus of that song is fantastic. And then we heard Play. Game Love is from the Game Love single. Play is from the Play single. And I think these guys have a new album coming out next month, maybe, something like that. Once I get my hands on that, I'll probably play something from it on the show, assuming it's as good as the two songs I just played. So, finishing up this episode of the show now with Little Willie John digging into the archives for this guy from Detroit. We're going to hear his song No Regrets. It comes off the King Sessions 1958 to 1960, and I super love this song, and the reason I'm putting it on, because it seems kind of random, why would I play this random old song? The reason is because it was featured prominently in a recent film called Blue Ruin, which I don't know if you saw this movie. It's an independent little kind of movie, but it got pretty widely released. I mean, it was like in most cities, and you could also get it on iTunes, oddly. It was one of those things where it's like in theaters or on iTunes. You can just like, you know, buy it now or something. And I highly recommend it. It's a super great suspense thriller revenge film with like awesome cast, like who just does killer performances, a really great sense of place. Like you feel like you're in this place where it sort of transports you to, totally unpredictable. You never know what's going to happen. Plot twists, suspense. It's awesome. It's like a super good movie. So I highly recommend it. I kind of know the guys who made it. And that makes me like it even more, but that has nothing. I would recommend it just as wholeheartedly, even if I didn't know the guys. It's awesome. And the point is, they feature this song in the film pretty prominently, and it made me really like it. And on an episode where I have absolutely no regrets, I really like this episode. I got, you know, sometimes I'm kind of phoning it in. I think this episode is strong and of this show, and I have no regrets about it. So it seemed like a good time to end with Little Willie John also having no regrets. So here we go, Little Willie John, No Regrets, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head.
I've no regrets.
No regrets, no regrets. I'm living the life of a king.
I've no regrets.
I've been a lot of places on the empire, and I've seen a lot of things.
I've no regrets.
Even when I'm sad, you can still hear me sing. It should be a shame that he calls me today. Well, I have no regrets for this life I live.
I've no regrets.
No regrets, no regrets. Now how lucky can I be? And I sure hope, oh yeah, that you have love like me. A happier person never see. If it should be a say that he calls me today, I've no regrets for this life I live.
No regrets.
I've got
no
friends.
Regrets, no regrets.
And I got
no
my hair. Should be a say that he calls me today. Well, I have no regrets for this life I live.
No regrets.
Oh,
no regrets.
No regrets. No regrets.
No regrets.
No.
No regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets.
No.
Oh, no.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was two Sadie covers by Daniel Elstrom from his album Revere. I also talked over Low Clouds by Springtime Carnivore. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen, and do me a favor, rate my show on iTunes. Go to iTunes, find the show, and then write me up a little review. I love it. Occasionally, I remember to go and look at these reviews. It just makes my day. People just saying nice things, and it's wonderful. I guess you could review it if you don't like the show. But like, I mean, why bother? I mean, why are you even hearing me tell you this? It seems like you wouldn't even know that I had asked you to go review the show if you didn't, you know, if you made it this far, you probably liked the show, right? I don't know. I'd think so. Anyway, so go review the show. It makes a, I don't know what actually comes of it, but I like it when people review the show, so do that. You can also find links to everything I talk about, including where to find me on social media and how to email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com @thesoundsofmyhead.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the show.